Hello, agents, trainers, keepers, pilots, eighth wallers, and our beloved explorers and wayfinders. Welcome to episode number 97 of the Wayspotters podcast. Here at Wayspotters, we want to do everything we can do to help you become a better wayfinder. Wayspotters is brought to you by the good people at the Pokemon Professor Network, and today is Thursday, November the 23rd, 2023. That's Thanksgiving in the good old U.S. of A. Not other places, but in the good old U.S. of A, it's Thanksgiving. And I hope that all of you, by the time you hear this on Sunday, have turned into turkeys from all the turkey that you ate, or cranberry, or stuffing, or whatever your poison is. I hope you had enough of it. I know I sure did. And joining with me on this glorious day is my main man, Chris. What's up, guy? How you doing?
I'm doing good, buddy. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, man. Now, I know that you're Canadian. We all know you're Canadian. You're my favorite Canadian. But we know that your wife is American, and I know you guys had a big celebration last month for Canadian Thanksgiving, so you're doing both, right?
Yes, we do both. So I get two Thanksgiving meals a year. You got the best of both worlds.
Nice. Now, is it the same meal just a month apart, or are there some special dishes that appear at each one?
We usually do turkey for Canadian Thanksgiving, and then ham for American Thanksgiving, and then turkey again for Christmas. So kind of switch it up. Everything else is the same.
Wow. Okay. All right. Okay. I got to find a way to add another Thanksgiving into my calendar. Got to figure that out. Speaking of Thanksgiving. So I searched long and hard to try to find an appropriate movie quote for this week. And I think I found one. So, whenever we do these movie quotes, everybody knows you get to be the main talent. You're like the main actor guy, and I'm always a supporting guy. So I hope you're ready for it this week.
Oh, I'm ready for this one.
All right, take it away.
Adrian, come on. You're letting the heat out. Who pays the bills around here? Listen, I don't want no turkey anyhow.
But it was Thanksgiving.
It was what?
It was Thanksgiving.
Yeah, to you, but to me it's Thursday, right?
Oh, you nailed that. So, for anyone who doesn't know, that's from Rocky 1, 1976. It's the scene where Adrian is trying to get Rocky to go somewhere, and they want to go out. She wants to go out to Thanksgiving, and Rocky's like, you know what? I'm training. It's just another random Thursday. And I kind of thought that's appropriate because technically it's not Thanksgiving in Canada. So to Chris, this is just another Thursday. So it fit. So, you know, I always try to rope that in. Hey, Chris, do you have any news this week?
We got a little bit of news, yes.
All right, hold on. Let's hear from Testone.
And now, the latest Niantic news from the Wayspotters podcast presented by the Pokemon Professor Network.
All right. So first things first, they had a bit of an issue with the Facebook logins this week. And I saw in the Wayfarer discussion Discord that a couple of the ambassadors were asking for examples. So they were working on it pretty quickly and they got it resolved pretty quick. So if you had any issues logging into Wayfarer through Facebook this week, that's why they fixed it. And the upgrade rewards should have gone out to everyone. I got a whole one out of that whole deal, which is actually more than I thought I'd get. So
I got two. I was expecting a couple more, but I got two. And I used them and they both got denied and I had to resubmit. So I just burned the two that I had. But that's another story for another day. It was in our Discord. If you're not a member of our Patreon Discord, you can go in there and read the whole story. And anyways, continue.
Yeah. That's all I got for news this week. The Niantic What channel in our Discord was nothing but AR pings this week. So.
Yeah, sure was. I love that channel, though. I'm like, ooh, yeah. What's up to date? Yeah. So what I did, so remember when we had the ambassadors on in our, I think it was episode 94, Takes a Village. There may be some, right there. I said I was going to be on the forums a little more, and I have been. I've been doing like one post a week. But what I also did is I also subscribed, so I get a ping or an email whenever a new thing comes out. So I'm pretty up to date with what's going on. It's a lot of freaking emails, like a lot of emails. Yeah. And I think the thing that the most recent one, someone had to be a noob, and wanted to like bless their little heart, pat them on the top of their summer child head, was like, hey, can someone tell me about the grid and the S2 cells? And I'm just like, oh, this is going to be good. I just can't wait to see what's going to happen. Yeah. And then, you know, you got the standard Niantic doesn't officially or unofficially blah, blah, blah. And then you had the kind of the trolley people that, you know, I mean, it was pretty good. But it's one of those that you can tell someone's new and someone was like, I'm new. I just want to make sure that, you know, if I'm putting it here, it's going to go in the game. And then you got the people that were like, just nominate anything eligible. And if it goes in, it goes in.
Yeah.
And I was so tempted to jump in on that. Like, excuse me? I didn't.
I might have.
But I thought that was funny. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Those posts usually end up with. Yeah, send it to me. Those posts usually end up with somebody posting a link to the GoHub article that Zero wrote years ago because it's.
Oh yes, that was it. That was the next thing. Someone said, "Go find the GoHub article," and I think someone linked it in there. So I was like, GoHub is continuing to get mileage off of that article.
Yeah, like it is honestly, he did a really, really good job with it. And it's honestly, if you want to learn about S2 cells and how they interact with Pokemon Go, go read that article. It's the best resource on the internet. And I'm not just saying that because I work for them.
Right. You know what we haven't talked about in a while?
What's that?
Oh no, go ahead. It's the
I was
one
just saying, it's every time I see it posted on Reddit or Facebook or in the forums, that is inevitably somebody posts a link to that article and says, go read this.
Yep. Yeah, it's good. You know what we haven't talked about in a while is when your next GoHub article is gonna come out. You got anything you want to tease for us?
I haven't written anything in like 2 months. I don't really have anything in the pipe. I'm kind of focusing on writing my novel right now, so everything else is kind of taken the back burner. I do a little bit of editing here and there, but I haven't written anything for a while. And I don't really have anything planned. I appreciate the plug, though.
All right. Writing a novel. Yeah, man. Writing a novel. So when you get your novel finished, we'll have to have little Poundcake back on so she can critique it since she's that's kind of what she does. And then you guys can do like a live read or something. We can do that live on Twitch or something like that. Have live reads by Chris.
Definitely. Yeah, that would be cool. Yeah, I definitely have to hit her up when I'm done. Get her to beta read it.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? I know we're getting ready to jump into number one, but we can program on the fly for season three. You know what we need to do? We need to like commit to doing once a month some live reviews with the new flow, live on Twitch, live on Twitter, live on Facebook, wherever. We've been talking about that for a while. So we'll say it now so everybody can hear it. So now we have to do it in season three. Let's try to commit to doing that like at least once a month, like at least like let's find one day and just do like an hour or so of reviews and then we can cut it up and put it on shorts or whatever. But then that way, the thing that I like about that is we can interact with people live and be like, hey, what do you think of this? So I'm going to vote here. And we should do that in season three. What do you think?
I love it. That's a great idea. We've been talking about doing that for a long time. And I think season three is the perfect place to start.
Yeah. I think that'll be good because the holidays will be over. We'll have all that stuff out of the way. Season three, you know, we'll be talking about new stuff and all this. So, all right. Let's go ahead and jump into the meat of today's show, and let's start with topic number one.
Topic number one.
All right. So topic number one, I saw a Reddit post, or I saw a post on Reddit, and I thought it would be good / appropriate to discuss it here also. It was user Riles M. Kriles. R-I-L-E-M-C-R-I-E-S. Just wanted to make sure I credit them. And I'm going to paraphrase kind of what they put, and I kind of turned this into my own post. And I posted this on the forum, so that was kind of a tease that I put on there. So, Chris, here it is. And I'm gonna go through this, so give me a minute or so, and then I want to kind of go through this with you as well. All right. So, we all think we know what the guidance is for swimming pools, right? Or do we? We think Niantic has indicated to us to say no to community pools, right or wrong? Like I said last week, I'm confused about a lot of things I don't know. Okay, so the new UI flow has come out. So I was doing some looking at swimming pools, right? And I'm looking at the nominations. Now, if I go through and answer, honestly, all the questions, it's kind of a maybe. Like, maybe it's going to go through. So let's dig into this real quick. Indulge me here for a quick second, Chris. And I want to take this one by one. So if we look at the first one, it's like no duplicates, right? Okay, no duplicates. So then we go into the first category, appropriate. It's not PRP. It's not an adult location. It's not a sensitive location. It doesn't obstruct emergency services or operations, and it's not a generic business. I give it a thumbs up. Right? Number two, safe. It's safe. I mean, some people say, oh, you could drown. Okay, well, you could also get hit by a bus crossing the street to go see that statue, right? You got to cross a three-lane highway to go see that statue. Is that safe? Anyways, we can argue about that later. Safe, thumbs up. Accurate and high-quality photo. Photo, title, and description. If they're good and no abuse, thumbs up, right? Next one, permanent and distinct. I don't think you and I can pick up a pool and move it. And if we can pick it up, it's not the kind of pool I'm talking about. Thumbs up. Socialize. No brainer here. It's what we do all summer in the Carolinas and the southeastern part of the United States. And may I add, groups larger than 10 to 100 also, right? So that's a plus. Like the Swiss flag, it's a big plus. Exercise. Get those laps in. Thumbs up. Explore. Explore could possibly be a thumbs down here, unless you're playing a game of Marco Polo. I could argue that you have to explore to find it the first time, but the second time you're not really exploring. So I'm okay with giving it a thumbs down on exploring. Now, it doesn't meet any specific rejection criteria, and it does meet acceptance criteria. As long as a submitter doesn't fumble the title or the picture or the description, I don't really see a category to vote negatively on. And to be honest, I don't know if anyone can really tell me where the automatic denial is. Chris.
I agree with you. If you go through the new flow, it's very, very black and white, in my opinion, right? Like it's appropriate because it's not like, you're right. It's not an adult location. It's not on a school. It's not sensitive. It's safe. It's accurate and high quality. If you're forcing yourself to check mark or thumbs up every single one of those things, like at what point are you saying no? Like somebody was like, oh, well, it's, I guess that I would pick, was it accurate and high quality? But that seems weird. I'm like, it's weird because it's wrong.
Right, exactly.
That's why you need, if you're you like, hey, I'm gonna reject it for accurate and high quality. That feels weird to me. I'm like, you know what? That weird feeling that you're feeling is your body telling you that you're wrong and you shouldn't do this. You know what I mean?
Right, exactly. And it goes back to what we went through in the new onboarding with Niantic, and it's use your best judgment. And just because in the past people might have said, "Oh, this is ineligible." If topic, you follow the flow,
number so one.
I've completely changed the way I review Chris. Mm. And I think I've done it I think I'm on the right side of history. So what I just did, that exercise that I just did, I go through each one of the categories and I say, can I thumbs up this or thumbs down, right? I'm not looking for a reason to thumbs down, because at the end of the day, if it fits the criteria, you got to give it a thumbs up. And if it doesn't fit the criteria, you got to give it a thumbs down. So the Ferrix. Oh, go ahead.
And so I was trying to find the post that you made, and I found it because I wanted to make a point. And here's what a lot of people get hung up on, right? It's like, oh, well, it's a pool dedicated to, you know, those people, and only those people get to use it. Like, okay, cool. But Read the new review flow. Click on the little tooltip right beside appropriate. It says restricted. So any location that is accessible publicly to pedestrians, both indoors and outdoors, is appropriate, including the following locations. Number one on that list, it says restricted. Locations that restrict access to a subset of people, gated community, or members-only locations, comma, military bases. Those are eligible. So you can't use this, oh, it's a community pool only designed for people who live in that apartment building. That doesn't apply anymore. It literally says that it's fine. So like that is the one thing that I think that people are getting hung up on. And it was like, way long ago. I can't remember which one of the Wayfarer team it was. It was just like, nope, residential pools are no bueno. And then everyone's like, cool. Mm-hmm. But like, it was 2 years ago. Criteria changes.
And it everything changes. And I'm with you. And I mean, there was, I mean, we didn't we have a discussion on 8-9 episodes ago about military bases, or was that in the Discord? I don't remember if we talked about it here or if that was in the Discord.
It's come up on the show before.
All right. So I wanted to read this post under my post from the Ferrix, who is a very prolific poster, almost 5,000 posts on the forum. So the Ferrix said, there's an incongruency between what Niantic has said about the eligibility of residential-oriented pools, specifically at hotels and apartment complexes, and the current review flow. However, Niantic did state with the launch of the new review flow that the criteria have not changed, so it is left to the individual reviewer's best judgment on whether to accept them or not, but there is no right answer here. Okay, then they go on. I would also like to point out Niantic's current stance on pools is a concession from what we had before, which was that pools did not meet the eligibility criteria. We can assume that this is for safety concerns from Niantic legal team, and that reviewers should keep this in mind and not accept pools where there's no supervision from facility staff, lifeguards. Now, I've got issues with this. Okay, I could go like 15 different ways with this, Chris, but if you're reviewing a pool, if you're reviewing anything, one of the biggest things that people tell you, or one of the biggest things you have to do, is get everybody out of the picture, right? So are we now supposed to have a lifeguard in the picture of a pool to prove that there's a lifeguard there? I mean, Testone has said this many times, that we can't assume things that are not evident to us. How do I know that this pool has a lifeguard or doesn't have a lifeguard? How can I read into what Niantic's legal team is thinking or what they're not thinking? Everybody on Twitter, everybody on X kills Niantic for every decision they make, but all of a sudden now we're supposed to believe they're lawyers? I mean, let's be honest, people. Like, I don't get it. Like I said a minute ago, someone can get hit by a Mack truck crossing the street to go spin the stop at a statue. Like, there's inherent dangers everywhere. We can't assume one thing or another. You have to trust and follow the review flow. And you can't say, I personally think this pool is dangerous, so I'm going to vote it down, and I'm going to make up a criteria to vote it down. And then when you get a warning letter, you're going to be mad. I don't know. That's kind of my soapbox.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. Here's where I land on the lifeguard thing, right? Like, you don't have supervision at playgrounds. Right, like, no. You could just as easily hurt yourself or kill yourself on a playground than you can a pool. Like, I've seen people fall off those jungle gym things and like seriously hurt themselves. Right, so like, there's no supervision there, so those are eligible, right? Like, you can make that argument anywhere. Like, if you're in a park, there's no supervision there, those are eligible. Like, someone could whack you in the head back of the, like, it's
case in point that. Nomination of the footbridge I just got through in my park, I fell off the footbridge into the creek and twisted the heck out of my ankle.
Ooh.
Remember when I don't know if you were in the Discord when I was telling that story. I'm walking on the footbridge, just taking the picture, and I slipped and fell. I have never slipped and fell at a pool. Never. I'm 50 years old. Never slipped and fell at a pool. I damn near busted my tail in the park on the footbridge. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking we should remove all footbridges. They're dangerous. They get wet because they're over water. I mean,
yeah,
like it gets exhausting. Everything's a little bit dangerous. Yeah.
And like, I understand pools can be like a hot topic, and you can drown in a pool, and I'm not discounting that. Like, I'm not trying to say that it doesn't happen and it's not a thing, but like, at some point, people playing these games need to take some self-responsibility. And we can't not nominate things like this just because of what if. Like you said, we can't live our life on what ifs, right?
Right.
And it's, there are laws in place. Like, I don't know how it is down there, but there's laws in place where I live that if you have a pool, it has to be fenced.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to be a big fence that you can't, like, if you're a small child, you can't climb over it.
Exactly. Like,
that's exactly. The protection, right? Like, it's, I don't know.
It's pretty cut and dry. I think ultimately it's cut and dry to me. Now, there's people that have a lot of different ideas about it. Now, I've never had anyone push back on me about a splash pad, you know, where it's like 6 or 7 inches deep. And there's like, you know, the little mushrooms and the trees and there's water coming out of them. I don't know if they have Great Wolf Lodges in Canada.
They do, yeah.
But, you know, like the splash pads like that, they'll have those at parks. Everyone's like, oh, those are eligible. I'm like, the only difference between a splash pad and a pool is a pool has a deep end and a splash pad doesn't. But because it's got a cute little, you know, palm tree with water coming out of it and a mushroom, all of a sudden it's eligible. It's exactly, it's essentially the same thing. So,
yeah, you're talking about depth of water.
Right. Yep. So essentially, my argument here is about swimming pools, just like I've talked about little free libraries. But essentially, Chris, the bigger picture, the thing that I want to get through to everybody who's listening or watching this is the new review flow. And you have to put aside, it's like, what's that New Year's Eve song? You sing on New Year's Eve at midnight and it says, you know, everything that happened before is like gone and everything is new now. All yep. sang no, out or whatever yeah. it is. I don't know. But, you know, everything is new. So it's kind of like all the assumptions that you had about this or that are kind of in the past. You have to take each individual nomination and you have to apply the new review flow to it. Right. You know, I went through them and I pulled it up so that, you know, we could talk about it. And, you know, it's, you know, like I said, the first one is appropriate and you read it, you know, restricted, ticketed and mm-hmm. businesses. These are appropriate. And what is not appropriate are private property, a private residence, private property, even if it's historical or farmland, school K through 12 adult, location that's an adult oriented store or services such as a liquor store, shooting range, firearm store, or provides sexual or adult content. Sensitive, funeral homes, burial grounds, cemeteries, memorials, plantations, political campaign offices, concentration camps, that's strange, homeless shelters, abortion clinics, domestic violence shelters, jails, prisons, bail bondsmen, and graveyards. Obstructs emergency services. Locations that obstruct the driveway of emergency services or may interfere with the operation of a fire station, police station, hospital, military base, industrial site, power plants, or air traffic control towers. Generic, a generic business, chain, or franchise that is not unique or important to the community. We can come back to that about Planet Fitness. But when you look at that list, I don't see any reason why you'd quote unquote one star a pool. Or a lot of different things, right? There's a lot of things that historically have been the big thumbs down that you go through and they are appropriate. And then you go to safe. These locations are not safe. Dangerous locations include, but not limited to, a highway / freeway bridge with car traffic, crossing a waterway, pond, lake, river, airport runway, railway track, industrial sites, power plants, or air traffic control towers. Now, this is going to come up with some very interesting things because there are some, like in the southeast part of the country where I live, there's lots of Civil War things, and they have plaques on the side of the highway that says the battle of such and such took place here, and it's on a bridge, you know? So we'll have to come back to this argument later. And then if we go down to accurate and high quality, is the photo bad? Is it blurry? Face or body part, license plate, orientation, submitter identifiable, third party photo, watermark, low quality or inaccurate photo. Nope, not there. Is the title bad? Are there emojis or emoticons? Nope. URL or markup? Nope. Low or inaccurate title? Nope. Description? Same thing. Nope. Abuse, fake nomination, explicit content, influencing reviewers, offensive. Other abuse related, or is it an inaccurate location? No, it's not. It's really not. Permanent and distinct. I think that's an easy one. No one's picking up a, I was going to say a 10,000 pound swimming pool, but it's probably heavier than that when you factor in the water. Socialize. That's an easy one. Yes, you are at the pool to socialize, unless you're just swimming laps, but 99% of people are there to socialize. Exercise. No brainer. You're there to exercise. And like I said, the only one that I could see is explore. So let me read what it says for explore. The location is considered a good place to explore if a place you love to venture out to, a destination or landmark local interest or importance, and which makes the community unique and shaped its identity. Somewhere, something that tells a unique story about its place, its history, its cultural meaning, or teaches us about the community we live in. Examples: historical plaque, unique architecture, art, public libraries, places of worship, zoos, museums, blah, 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 blah. Now, you could argue that if the swimming pool is in the neighborhood pool, that it's a place where people go to gather. So, like I said, I can give a little wiggle room there, but going through Niantic's list, I don't see an immediate reason to reject it other than we've always done it that way. You know, insert the SpongeBob meme, you know, with the letters uppercase and lowercase. We've always done it that way. I don't see any other reason why you would reject it other than we were always supposed to reject those.
Yep. And there's this poster at my work that I love. It's just because we've always done it this way, it doesn't mean that we should be doing it this way. Right? Like, processes change for a reason. One of my biggest functions at work is process improvement. And that's kind of what I've built my career on. So just because you're doing it this way doesn't mean that it's the best way, right? So, and that New Year's song is Auld Lang Syne, because I know someone was probably screaming at their their podcast device. So
someone has probably already made a comment in the YouTube already, and now they're like, oh, they fixed it. I've already made a comment. That's somebody's favorite song. You know how every Pokemon is someone's favorite Pokemon. That's somebody's favorite song. Somebody waits to New Year's Eve. They're like, I got my solo ready. I'm about to go out there and sing it. So, So I guess at the end of the day, Chris, I'm making a pitch for pools, but I'm making a pitch for clear your mind and follow the new review flow. And if the new review flow has you giving thumbs up to things that you've traditionally thumbs down, then maybe you're the problem, not me.
Maybe. I mean, the new review flow, it has its faults. I will say that it does have its faults. But I think it's better than what we had before. And it does a very, very good job of directing people in the direction that Niantic wants them to go.
Yes. Yes, right? It does.
And I think that's kind of the way that it needs to go. And I think they did a really good job.
I think they did do a good job. All right. So, Chris, before we get to topic number two, I just want to say one or two things here real quick. Guys, ladies, people, we love interacting with you guys on all of our social platforms, Twitter, X, whatever we're calling it these days, Reddit, Facebook, Discord, wherever. But I personally just have one request. If you like or even dislike something that we say and you want to put it on Twitter or X, just do us the favor, the common courtesy, tag us. Just tag us. Like, we're not going to come down on you. But I think over the last year, you know, we're coming up on Chris's 1 year anniversary, and that's going to be really cool. I think we've done an exceptional job of being open and honest. And there's been times where I'm wrong, and there's been times where Chris was wrong. And we've come on and said, hey, you know what? I was completely in left field. You were right. You know, I'm a big person. I'll say if I'm right or wrong. But the worst thing that you can do to someone is try to gaslight someone and to try to talk about them behind their back and use their words to kind of twist it around of what they said or what they didn't say. If I said something that was a little bit out of sorts, I'll come on and say it. Just tag us. That's all I ask. If you're going to talk about me, spell my name right. Tag me. And that's it. And Chris, you put out a post the other day that I thought was beautiful, and I 100% concurred with it. And I just wanted to put that out on the air because I know not everybody has Twitter, and I know that not everybody has Reddit, not everybody's in the Facebook group, and not everybody's on the Discord, but I just wanted to put that out there. We are not afraid to engage anyone, and if we're right, we'll say it. If we're wrong, we'll say it. But if you're going to talk about us, just tag us. That's all.
Yep, 100%. And that's it. Like, that's, I wanted to bring that up today too, so I'm glad that you did.
Yeah.
If you're gonna bring us up and you're gonna talk about us, just tag us so that we can see what you're saying about us. We don't bite.
Right. Exactly. At least we don't bite too hard.
I am behind on replying to the YouTube comments, so I will go through and do that today. So.
Okay. Yeah. Nice. And the YouTube comments, like, I love the YouTube comments. People are like, seriously, like. they are watching YouTube closely. So I have to make sure, like, did I say that? Oh, shoot, I did say that. Okay, all right, yeah, all right, I'll eat that one. All right. Let's move on to topic number two.
Topic number two.
All right, so topic number two. So it's the Thanksgiving season. As you're listening to the show, Thanksgiving was just a couple days ago in the States, and it was last month in Canada and, you know, other places where it's celebrated, you know, or an equivalent to Thanksgiving. But I wanted to kind of slow down for a second and talk about what I'm thankful for, because I think we get in these cycles where we are hyper-vigilant and this is broken and that broken. That's broken, and this sucks, and that suck, and you suck, and I suck, and, you know, all these things. And we don't really ever slow down and go, you know what? The end of the day, Chris and I are doing this weekly podcast about a video game, and people are playing Pokemon Go, and it's a mobile game. And, you know, so there's a couple of things that I wanted to go over, and I'll just go over this here. So there's a lot of things wrong with Wayfair. There's a lot of things wrong with Pokemon Go. There's a lot of things wrong with Twitter. Hell, the whole internet. But for topic number two, I wanted to talk a little bit about, Chris, what I'm thankful for. When it comes to the game, I'm thankful for Niantic. Yep, I said it. I'm thankful for Niantic. I really appreciate them building a series of games that I want to wake up and play every day and make part of my life. Now, are they perfect? No, but that's okay. Putting points of interest on a map really excites me. Talking about putting points of interest on a map equally excites me. But if I'm being honest and fair, do I think all of the game or the games are perfect? No, because they all have different priorities, Chris. And this is something that I don't think people really stop and think about. There's different disciplines when it comes to Niantic games. You have Niantic has their own tenets and the things that they want people to do. They have a certain way that they want the games to be played. People who are playing those games also fall in different disciplines. You have your shiny hunters. They have their own priority. You have your old school main series game players who have their own specific priorities. Ingress players, we know they have their own priorities. PvP people have their own priorities. Us Wayfinders, we have our own priorities. And then the Pokemon Company has its own set of priorities, and so on and so forth. So someone is always going to be upset because the game doesn't fit what they want. Niantic has designed the game with what they specifically want and what they have in mind and what they don't like. I get that. But what if Niantic just said, screw it, we quit? We'd all be sitting around bored looking for something to fill the void. So I'll say it again. I'm thankful for Niantic building the games that make me happy. Sometimes make me mad, but always produce an emotion. And at the end of the day, that's all we can ask. That's why you're listening to this podcast, because hopefully Chris and I have sparked an emotion where you either like what we're saying or you don't like what we're saying, but you come back week after week to hear what we're going to say and interact with us on socials. Secondly, I'm thankful for Chris. If you're on YouTube, the guy you're looking at right there, big guy, red hair, big beard. He needs to, you know, buy the Manscaped thing to kind of shave it up, but we'll talk about that later. My favorite Canadian. When you joined in season two, Chris, we really didn't know each other that well. And now I consider you a friend. We hung out in New York City. And we pretty much chat every day. And I really appreciate you being a partner and helping grow this podcast. You have brought a lot of things to the podcast that frankly didn't have before. We have a vibrant YouTube community now, and it's brought a lot to the podcast. So I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful to everyone out there who's listened to season one and season two of Wayspotters. We have a great group of patrons. I love all the patrons. Want a special shout out to our executive producer, Kate the Cons. I mean, you guys are great. Love all the discussions in the Discord and everywhere where our patrons interact with us. I want to say thank you to Ken Pescator. Without the Pokemon Professor Network, we wouldn't be here talking about the games that we love. I want to say thank you to Justin and Adam, the hosts of the Special Conditions podcast. We all want to be better podcasters and bring you a better product to the airwaves. And if you're not listening to Special Conditions, you should go download it now. All right, Chris, that's my moment of reflection and my sappiness. I'll stop talking now.
No, I think you nailed it. I am, first of all, very thankful to Niantic too for creating Pokemon Go and for the Wayfarer system. I've met some of my best friends through Pogo and through Wayfarer. And like, I still talk to Tristan and like some of the guys in Plattsburgh and everybody in Cornwall. And like, these are cities that I don't live in that are hundreds of kilometers or miles away from me those are my friends. Right. So yeah, I'm very thankful for Niantic. They're not perfect. You're right. They're not perfect, but at the end of the day, they've created this game and this system that millions of us love and that talk about every single day. And for their faults, they're the company that brought all of us together. And you are all listening to this, to my voice and to Jamal's voice, because Niantic did this. And like, we spend an hour a week talking about this, and we probably spend another 3 or 4 hours a week, you know, planning and brainstorming and coming up with links and doing research and stuff, right? So it's a big portion of our week that we spend on something that a company has created, right? So I'm very thankful for you for giving me this chance to come on this podcast with you. First for having me on as a guest, and then reaching out when Lachlan left. I jumped into this not quite knowing what I was getting into, and I think I've enjoyed every single minute of every single thing that we've done. So I'm very appreciative to you and to Ken for giving me a chance. And to Justin and Adams for being so welcoming and allowing me to get into the group. And you guys make me feel like family, and I think that we're all friends. And when we hung out in New York, it was like, it's like we'd known each other for 20 years. It was crazy. So very thankful that I'm thankful for my family for allowing me to kind of do this every week, to kind of sit in the other room as they are right now, being very, very quiet and very well behaved. And my wife, I love my wife. She can probably hear me, for putting up with all of the crap that I put her through to do this. And especially the last month or so, she's been very supportive of me kind of writing my novel. So very, very appreciative of all that. So yeah, and to the Patreons and everyone in the Patreon group. Very, very thankful for everyone who kind of just took me in when you were like, hey, Chris is the new host. And everyone's like, cool. You guys didn't know me. Nobody knew me. You knew me as a one-time guest months before kind of I took over. And everyone was like, hey, welcome to the family. And I really, really appreciate that.
Yep. Yeah, man. I think we got something good going, and I would be remiss if I didn't say thanks to the wife and kids. So my daughter is sitting over on the couch right now, and when I was done talking, she started clapping, and my wife is upstairs, and you know, they're great because I'm like, I'm recording, and then I'm editing, and I'm thinking, and they, you know, have been extremely gracious, and you know, Addison has been the voice of the get some better jokes already at season 2 before you hear the dad jokes. And she's like super excited, and she's like trying to figure out what to say for season 3, and she's like, you need to start paying me. And so the whole family is in on it, and then the other daughter's like, I want to be on there too. And I'm like, oh my goodness. So no, it's we have all year, we've got like 11 months where we just like trash everybody, right? You, the PvP people said this, and the gatekeeper said this, and the Ingress people said that. But man, I would love to have one or two days where everyone's like, hey, you know what? So-and-so, I think you do this well. I think you do this well, you know, and people, you know, I'll speak about Ken for a second. Ken is a lightning rod. Like, I love him. Ken is like, you know what? I'm a bulldog. I'm going after this. He's very pro his position, and I love it. And he stands by it. He never backs down. He's like, this game, these games are about getting outside and meeting with your friends and not sitting on your toilet and playing this. And sometimes to his detriment, he defends his position, and I love it. But no one ever says, you know what? This guy's serious. He's not doing this for shtick. This guy's serious. Maybe we should listen to him. Because we've all listened to the people who said, Niantic is terrible, and they've isolated me, and I live in this rural community. And I'm like, get in a dang car, get on a bus. Just if you, you know, but we need to like slow down and stop and listen to each other and understand where everybody's at and meet each other wherever we're at. But if Niantic just said, you know what, you guys are right, we're done, we're terrible, we're awful, and they stop, then we wouldn't have anything to complain about. Then people would be like, wait, can you bring the game back so we get on Twitter and complain about it? So I don't know. I just wanted to pause and take a second and kind of say that. So I appreciate you guys kind of indulging us, getting a little bit sappy. But if you're hearing this, we're talking to you. We appreciate you letting us into your cars or houses or earbuds or whatever it is every Sunday. We appreciate you guys bringing us in.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. And
we do this now, Chris, for you.
Yeah. Now, Chris, I know you're a hockey guy, Montreal Canadiens, right? That's your team.
That is correct.
Is that right?
Yep.
Okay. All right. I got that. Now, are you a basketball guy too, or just hockey? And are you a Raptors fan?
A little bit. I'm a little bit of a Raptors fan. I follow them, but I'm not much of a basketball guy.
Okay, gotcha. So, you know, I'm from Portland, and one of Portland's best basketball players back in the day, Damon Stoudamire, played for the Raptors when he came out of college. So, anyways, that's neither here nor there, but I do love basketball. But attention, basketball fanatics, it's game time. Make your grooming game a slam dunk this season with the Lawnmower 5.0 from our friends at Manscaped. This trimmer is your new MVP, thanks to its next-gen dual-safe blades, and the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra knows how to deliver that nothing-but-net feeling. Don't be a guy who fouls out in the grooming department. Be the guy who hits that game-winning shot and scores 20% off and free shipping with the code WASTEBOTTERS at manscaped.com. Get the Lawnmower 5.0 and get your grooming game in championship form today.
Toss out the old razor. The Lawnmower 5.0 is the alley-oop you've been waiting for. No more air balls or turnovers in your grooming routine. It's time to dominate on and off the court. Consider it your personal grooming MVP, always ready to deliver a winning performance. Trust us, with Manscaped, you'll be taking your grooming skills from rookie to Hall of Famer. You know, summer's over and Christmas is just around the corner. And that's our cue to stay well-groomed. This cutting-edge device is expertly designed with a focus on precision and comfort, which are essential attributes when grooming sensitive areas.
Grooming isn't just about impressing others. It's about feeling confident and taking care of yourself. So why not give it a try and experience the boost in self-confidence that comes with it? Now, let's talk about enhancements. The next-gen dual-safe skin-safe next-gen dual skin-safe blade heads, they're like the perfect assist. The skin-safe trimmer blades take a little bit off the top, while the skin-safe foil blade goes smooth, just like a jump shot gliding through the net. With up to 60 minutes of runtime, the 700 mAh ion battery, you'll be in the grooming game for the long haul. No need for timeouts, and the travel pouch ensures when you're ready, whether you're ready when you're either on the road or at home.
Get 20% off and free shipping with the code WASTEBOTTERS at manscaped.com. Don't miss out on the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra for all your grooming needs. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use the code WASTEBOTTERS.
Guys, it's fantastic. It's really, really cool. So, yeah, we just thought we'd tell you about that. Our friends at Manscaped have been incredibly gracious to us, and we thought we'd just make sure you guys know that it's basketball season, summer's over, get your grooming game in tip-top shape.
Absolutely, yeah.
All right, Chris, being that it's Thanksgiving today, or Thanksgiving week, wanted to talk about a little funny story here. And do you have it up there?
I do.
All right. So the funny story this week comes to us from Brianna Robinson and the Indy 100. So this is gold. The CNN reporter attempts to deliver a story from a field full of turkeys, and it goes horribly wrong. So I'm going to read this story. A CNN reporter tried to report a story from a field full of turkeys, and it resulted in pure comedy gold. In a clip posted to Twitter, CNN's Anna Stewart visited the Kelly Bronze Farm in Danbury, Texas, to cover the issues surrounding global supply chain disruptions and the labor shortages in the UK that could halt a Christmas Day turkey delivery. But while Brianna was conducting her news coverage, the turkeys also wanted to make a television appearance, and a grand one. As soon as Brianna uttered the words, "a shortage of poultry workers," she immediately giggled as one of the turkeys seemingly pecked her on the side of her leg, causing the other turkeys to react with yelps. And it's gold. It is so good. So that's our funny news story of the week. So we will have all this linked in. And, you know, I think you guys will really, 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 really enjoy it. So, man, that was a lot. We went about 50 minutes to start the show there. So you ready to roll the break?
Yes, let's roll the break.
All right. We're going to roll the break. We're going to play some dad jokes. And we are going to have Waste Spot of the Week and Coal of the Week. And we will see you guys on the other side.
This is David from As the Pokeball Turns, and you're listening to the Wastewaters Podcast.
This is A is for Andis, Florida's most hated wayfarer. You're listening to the Wastewaters Podcast.
Howdy, it's Alfindi all here, professional trivia host and low-tier streamer, and you're listening to the Wastewaters Podcast.
Ugh, get some better jokes already. It's season two.
My doctor told me I was going deaf. That was really tough to hear. Why do bees have sticky hair? Because they use a honeycomb. How do you get 100 math teachers in a room that's only fit for 99? You carry the one. What state has the most streets? Rhode Island. How can you tell a tree is a dogwood tree? By its bark. I don't get why Marvel doesn't use Hulk for all of its advertisements. He's basically one big banner. Someone asked me, where do pirates get their hooks? I was like, duh, the secondhand store. All right, everyone, welcome back to the Wastewaters Podcast with Chris and Jamal, or Jamal and Chris, however you want to say it. We appreciate you listening, and we are going to jump right in to Coal. I'm sorry, not Coal of the Week, that's later. We're going to jump right into Wastepot of the Week.
Let's take a look at a beautiful example of what the Wastewaters Podcast thinks you should be nominating. We proudly present the Wastepot of the Week.
All right, this Wastepot of the Week comes to us from Wayfair Ambassador Rolly, who has like 17,000 different names on the forum. And I'm like, oh, I think that's Rolly, but I'm not sure. Or not the forum, but the Wayfair Discussion Discord. He changes his name like every day. But I knew it was Rolly. And this one is a mural. It's called Man's Best Friend Mural. It's a mural depicting a child and his dog, which is his best friend. And if you can't tell from the picture, it is a two-story mural, and it's beautiful. So it's blue background. It's on the side of a building. You can see a window just to the left of the child's head for those who are listening. That appears to be a golden retriever or some type of dog like that, and a little kid with kind of a buzz cut, and they're both kind of looking off into the distance, and he's hugging the dog, and the dog's got this big goofy smile on it. You can see his canine teeth, and his nose is running a little bit, and it's on a black background, and the colors are very vibrant, and it just looks like, it reminds me of my childhood with my dog, and I just walk around and hug and kiss my dog all day. But this is a mural that's is just great. I just love it.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And it's so realistic, too. Like, it looks like a photograph.
Yeah, it just pops off the page. It pops off the page. So I know Chris is a big fan of the two-story murals. And what I'm realizing, Chris, is there's a lot more two-story murals in the world than I thought. And, you know, I found this one in the Wayfair Discussion Discord. But we've got people that have been sending in two-story murals to us. Keep sending them in. We'll put them in there. But Rolly, good find on this. And hopefully someday if I'm out in California, I can find this one and get a gift. and I'd send it to Chris. So that is the waste spot of the week. So, Chris, we should probably talk about now the opposite of waste spot of the week. What do you think?
Yes. Let's go ahead and do that.
I've been working on the Wayfair all the livelong day. I've been working on the Wayfair just to pass the... Uh-oh. Oh, no. Hey, Jamal, I found some coal.
Okay, I'm going to let you just take this whole thing. Go ahead.
All right. This call comes to us from friend of the show, Kroner, in the German Wayfarer Discord. The title is Schildkrot am Bahnweg. Schildkrot, and the description is Schildkrot am Bahnweg seit Gino Scheichen Tierskulpruther in Imram Gu Horten the Habitat.
If you're not watching this on YouTube, promise me you'll go and watch this on YouTube when Chris is trying to read German. And just to make it easy for you, Chris goes through and indexes all of the segments on the YouTube, so you can skip straight to Coal of the Week if that's what you want to do. But continue on, sir.
It looks like... Let me see. I'll dump the picture into it because I can't pull it off. It looks just like a porcelain turtle on a plate. And it looks like this plate is on like a table outside, maybe? I don't even know what I'm looking at. Like it...
that's what I think it is. It's like a turtle someone painted and they just put it on a plate. And the we don't have the supporting photo. We only have the main photo, but I don't know how it could get any better by having another photo. But
I don't know what I'm looking at.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm looking at either. So for next time, I will reach out to Kroner again and get him to kind of give me the translation of what we're looking at. And but it's definitely Coal of the Week for sure. It's definitely Coal of the Week for sure. Yeah, 100% for sure. Oh, and Chris, so remember I forwarded you an email that we received from one of our listeners who said that they would give you German lessons. You remember seeing that email?
I missed that.
Yeah, go back and look. I think I sent it a week ago. There was a listener that said they would give you German lessons if you were interested because they were concerned about your pronunciation. So we can reach back out to them. They said that German is not their first language, but that they would definitely help you if you needed some help with your pronunciation. So go look at that email. It would have come from the show. Not from mine, but it would have come from the show email address, and you can respond to that person and let them know if you want to take them up on that.
I will definitely look into that because I definitely need help.
Yeah. All right. Call number two. I'll take this one. So this one comes to our friend of the show, AquaBlast64, who I totally butchered their name 4 or 5 episodes ago. I've since apologized in the Discord. We had a spirited conversation the other night about submitter identifiable, but that's for another completely different show.
That's a whole other show.
This call comes from AquaBlast64 in the Pokemon Professor Network Coal Mine channel, and they sent this to us. Now, for those of you who are listening on audio, Spotify, Google, whatever, actually Google's going away, so what is it now, YouTube podcast, I don't know. Anyways, for those of you listening on audio, you really need to listen to the audio, finish it up, listen to the whole show, then go back to YouTube and look at the Coal of the Weeks and the Waste Spot of the Week. So this one here, I'll do my best to explain it. The title is Poke Rocks. Yes, Poke Rocks. And the description is cool Pokemon Go Rock mural featuring Gengar, Lovedisc, Meryl, Snorlax, Diglett, and Igglybuff. Okay, so it's not a mural. Let's just start there. It is a fence and the ground, and there's a bunch of individual rocks painted with Pokemon on them, kind of placed up against the fence. And that is the nomination. Pokira? I mean
that's not a mural.
Come on now.
That's not a mural. It's literally just rocks up against a fence on the ground. Now, I don't know. Now, I look at things like this, Chris, and I think this has to be a kid who doesn't really know what they're doing, right? It has to be. Yeah. Like, I don't see how an adult could go, oh, I'm going to nominate this, and this is going to go through. I don't see how this could be anything other than a kid. And if it isn't a kid, someone who just is maybe trolling, or I don't know how to explain this. I mean, this is a definition of cult. This is something that I could easily see people reporting this as abuse because someone is obviously trying to get a home stop. This is clearly on private property, whatever you want to call it. Yeah. But, you know, this is something that did not, this is just kind of a waste of time. Some people might say it's an easy agreement, but I think it's kind of a waste of time.
I mean, 100%, it's an easy agreement, but like it's an easy agreement that we shouldn't have to deal with. Like, I shouldn't have to waste my time with this. And it's not like they even set the rocks up nicely. It looks like they just kind of tossed them all on the ground, snapped a picture, and then probably picked them up and put them back where they actually are.
And then to call it a mural is kind of insulting to the beautiful murals that we talk about week over week.
I'm a little offended.
Yeah, I'm a little offended also. Yep.
That's terrible. It's cool.
Well, it's Thanksgiving, and that's all I got. You got anything else?
No, I'm good, man.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and sign us off. And I want to say that we can't have an episode of Wastepotters without shouting out our executive producer, Kate DeCons. You rock. As well as all of our other Patreons in the Pokemon Professor Network. And we'll tell you how you can join here in a second. But thank you for listening to this episode of Wastepotters. If you enjoyed what you heard, there's a few ways that you can get in touch with us. First and probably the easiest is to follow us on Twitter or X or whatever we're calling it these days at Wastepotters. As you guys have seen, we are incredibly responsive and we will do our best to get back to you as soon as we can. The next way you can get involved with us is on Instagram at Wastepotters Podcast. There you will find all of the Coal of the Week, all of the Waste Spot of the Week, the dad jokes, all the shorts will be posted on Instagram, and they will also be posted on our TikTok, which is at I Make Waste Spots. So we really appreciate everybody who's interacting with us on all of our socials. It goes a long way to helping out the show. Second, you can visit our website, which we probably need to update for season 3. But our website is www.wastepotters.com. From there, you can get links to everywhere you can download the show. You can also send us a message directly from the website. Another way to get in touch with us is our email address, which has been on fire. There's people emailing us left and right. We really appreciate it. At wastepotters at pokemonprofessor.com. Send us a message there. We will get it. We will read it. Now, for those of you who are watching this on YouTube, hello, how are you? But for those of you who are not watching us on YouTube and you are on audio, you can go over and watch us on YouTube. It is www.youtube.com/WastePottersPodcast. You can see our pretty faces. You can see all the shorts. Chris, like I said, Chris has really done an excellent job with the YouTube channel. So there'll be the podcast, there'll be the shorts, there'll be the dad jokes. Everything is categorized. Everything is indexed. It's really organized nicely for you, the viewer. So we really appreciate if you would go over and give our YouTube channel a follow and a subscribe and a like and all that stuff. I think I said that right. I'm not really a YouTuber, but I think I got it right. Third, for our American listeners, and not just our American listeners, but for anybody that wants to dial an American phone number, you can call us at 704-426-3710. That's our hotline. And I have been really good about not answering it when people call. I let it go to voicemail. I'll let you leave your message. And like I said, if you're incredibly lucky, your voicemail may appear on an upcoming episode of the show. And that's a really good way to get in touch with us. We try to make it easy for you guys to get in touch with us, and we really appreciate you guys and what you do. Now, finally, if you're not a member of the Pokemon Professor Network Patreon, you can join for as little as $1 US a month. That's $1.36 Canadian, $7.84 in Hong Kong. 1.56 in Australia, 79 pence in the good old UK, 16.76 in Mexico, and 10.68 in Norway. And what that will get you is that will get you the access to the Discord for the entire family of shows across the Pokemon Professor Network, including Wayspotters, Special Conditions, Gotta Watch Them All, Purified Podcast, and Lured Up. It's a fantastic place filled with fantastic people. And last thing, promise you, this is the last thing. Do me a favor. On the podcatcher that you're listening to us now, go on and give us a rating. Now, for me and for Chris, we always think 5 stars is the best stars and really helps out the show. But we really want you to rate us what you think. If you think that we earned 5 stars today, give us 5 stars. I think we did. And if you want to be a superstar, write us a review on a podcatcher that allows you to do so. We will do our best to read each and every review that we get. And with that, we want to say thank you again for listening to this episode of Wayspotters. And we look forward to you listening to us again next week. And remember, what's a few meters? Be friends. We'll be right back.